Now for Arkansas versus LSU with Justin and Rachel.
Okay. All right. So, first off, I want to say the line for the Arkansas-LSU game is 4.5, right? I mean, not 4.5, 3.5 right now. This is a home game for Arkansas at Fayetteville. It is an 11 a.m. game, and it is said to be between 35 and 45 degrees this weekend in Fayetteville. So this is the first time that either team is going to be in a cold weather environment, and LSU has to come up to Arkansas in the morning. Second note, there is question about KJ Jefferson playing this weekend. It has not been determined that he won't be the starter, but there is a high potential that Malik Hornsby is going to be starting and playing this weekend. Now, the thing that does is it really makes Arkansas a complete, they're going to be more of a running team this weekend than they've ever been, because Malik Hornsby, he really, really kind of, the Razorback staff really kind of hindered him this weekend. I've spoken about it before, and it was shown in the Mississippi State game. He was touted, he was supposed to be a receiver this year, but our receiver group was so deep that there was no need for him to go there, and he never got to throw the ball that much this year. So when he went to the Mississippi State game, he got picked off twice. He didn't have any yards. He couldn't win the game. I mean, they just couldn't do anything with him as a quarterback. So I believe that the Hogs are going to be a really big rushing team this week. And the Hogs defense stopped Jaden Daniels from passing, because I believe the linebackers are going to hold him from running that much. I think that Drew Sanders and Bumper Pool and Chris Paul are going to be targeting him, and he's not going to be able to run around with the ball that much. They're going to make him pass. So what does LSU, can he carve up the D-backs? Because we're not going to have Miles Slusher. Can he carve up the D-backs, or is the safeties and the linebackers going to hold him down? I don't have anything wrong with the defense. The defensive line, should I say, because everybody's playing. That's not the issue. It's the D-backs. So that's just something that I'm going to be looking for, looking to see if they do anything about that. We don't have any injuries that's really holding, except for KJ. And he's not really injured. He just has a shoulder and a clavicle, or however you pronounce that. I really believe the Hogs are going to come out. They got really embarrassed last weekend, and they know it. And I really want to see if they come out with speed and intensity. If they really come out there, like Banks said about Georgia this weekend, do they come out there and be aggressive in the first 2, 3, 4 drives that they play? Are they going to get out there and really punish, try to run the ball down their throats? Are they going to, even if they pass, are they going to be aggressive with it? Because I think that that's what they need to do. There's been a lot of games, just like Banks said, there's been a lot of games that they came out and they looked slow. They didn't come out there really aggressive, and it hurt them. The first 2 or 3 drives, they're 3 and outs, or, you know what I'm saying, or they're punting, whatever it may be. It's issues. That third down, Arkansas is not really a bad team on third downs because of the running game. But I need them, if they're going to get yardage, I need them to score. I want to see if they can get in the red zone and continuously score when they get down there. Because that was an issue last weekend. They were not in the end zone until the fourth quarter. They never got to the red zone until the fourth quarter. They went 3 quarters without getting into the end zone. So that's an issue. Do they clean that up? Do they do something to make them? How do they score? How does Malik Hornsby score if he is going to be the starter? What is the game plan? And I really feel like they're going to just be running the ball heavy, and Rocket Sanders is going to have a great weekend. So, on that, Rachel.
Yeah, sorry guys. I'm like in the middle of dinner, so I'm just getting home. I'm just really interested to see how Brian Kelly gets this team refocused after a big win this past weekend. I think they're going to work on passing game. You know, Arkansas's passing defense isn't good at all, really. And then, of course, you know, at the end of the Bama game, our rushing game really started getting going, and we started breaking out more longer runs. And so I'm curious to see if, you know, Justin brought up physicality, if for four quarters, if Arkansas can hang with the physicality that LSU's been putting on throughout the season. They've been a second-half team in general the entire season, so I think LSU needs to come out fast, come out hard right at the beginning, take an early lead, get some momentum at an 11 o'clock game in Fayetteville, and I'm just curious to see how our team responds after a big weekend. It's one of, we say last week it was a big test, but really this weekend's the big test. It's, we have nothing to overlook because next weekend is UAB at home. So I'm really just hoping that this team gets refocused and focuses one game at a time.
All right, I'm going to bring up the numbers. As of right now, KJ is showing as the quarterback starting on Saturday. I know that things could change between now and Saturday, but that's what is showing as of right now. Jaden Daniels is thrown for 1,994 yards, 14 touchdowns, only one interception. KJ has got 1,981 yards, 17 touchdowns, three interceptions. And wide receiver, Daniels, 131 carries for 619 yards. He's their leading rusher. And then Sanders is the leading rusher for Arkansas with 173 carries for 1,101 yards already. As far as points per game, LSU's averaged 34.8. Arkansas's averaged 32.1. Points allowed per game, LSU's only allowed 22.2, whereas Arkansas's allowed 30.7. Yards allowed, LSU's allowed only 359, whereas Arkansas's allowed 442. And those yards, passing yards allowed by LSU is 218 versus Arkansas's 302. Both of them are at 141 yards allowed per game. The over-under is 62. The spread is 3.5. Anybody got anything they want to add?
I just want to say this is a seriously good rivalry game. This is going to be a tough test for both. And I really think that the Hogs are going to come out and be aggressive because this game, they need this more. I really feel like they need this game more because, number one, they got to get bowl eligible. And if they lose this, they'll be at 500. So they need this game. So I want to see, like we said earlier, how physical they can be. How aggressive can they get out there on the first two or three drives? Can they score? And when they get into the red zone, can that? Because they have to. The LSU team is good. They're going to have to score. So...
anybody want to add anything?
I'm curious to see the mindset of both teams because you have a team that's coming off a major win and a team coming off of a disappointing loss, and a team that's coming off of a loss is playing at home in June. So I want to see how fired up they are, knowing the loss they just suffered on top of the team that's coming into town, and how far they're going to be based off of what they just accomplished the week before. And the crowd should be pretty alive, I would assume, based on who's coming into town. So, psychologically, I want to see how this game plays out for both teams.
All right, well, we're going to turn it over.
I'm sorry. I was going to add on to the Rocket Sanders talk. If I really feel like if he is the turning, I mean, if that offensive line starts really being physical and starts pushing, and I know LSU's defense their defensive line is great, it's pretty good. But if they can start churning, if Rocket can start getting a bunch of runs,
start beating down the defensive line. They start getting those linebackers, start wearing them down. That's going to be a fun game because if their running game can really do what it's supposed to, they're going to keep LSU's offense off the field. They're going to eat up clock all day. That's all they're going to do is just run the ball and eat up clock. So I want to see if that's what happens.
You know, I totally agree with y'all's analysis. You know, not to continue to ride Arkansas secondary, but it is, you know, really, really shaky to put it at best. I think they were absolutely crippled by the injury of Catalon early on in the season. And I feel bad for the kid because he is an All-American type player. For me, I think LSU is on upset watch. I think coming off an emotional game back and forth, and you know, you had Brian Kelly crying and, you know, fans storming the field, and it was just a tough physical, you know, rivalry game. That game is always close. It always takes a toll on you know, just your body as a college football player when you play in those types of games. And how LSU responds will be critical, especially, you know, now that they have the SEC championships game in their sights. This is a game that they really need. And the one thing that LSU is good at is getting to the quarterback, right? And so when you're talking about a defensive line that can get to the quarterback, I think one of the ways you can neutralize that is by having a dual threat. And so if, you know, Hornsby is able to go and provide that extra element in the running game, it could pose problems. You're talking about Jaden Daniels being an elite athlete, you know, in his own right, but I think Arkansas has, you know, tremendous linebackers in Drew Sanders, so that's a great matchup. It's going to be fun to watch.
I will only rebuttal. Having a dual threat quarterback would help, yes, but Harold Perkins is an animal on defense.
Oh, for sure.
If it starts to get to a point where you know, Arkansas's quarterback starts scrambling for plays, they will throw him out there as a QB spy. And he does a really good job to make quarterbacks.
No argument for me on Harold Perkins. He's probably the best freshman. I think we can agree, or maybe Drake May, but he is definitely one of the best freshmen that is getting significant time in college football. So absolutely, he is absolutely an animal. I just think for Arkansas's best chance to win, they need that extra element in the run game.
And Malik actually brings that. His run game is better than his passing game. Malik is fast. There's not many highlights because he hasn't touched the field that much, but if you look at, like, I'll bring up the A&M game from last year. I mean, he was breaking off 40-yard runs on him. He had, like, two 40-yard runs on him in this fourth quarter or whatever when he finally came in. Like, he's really, really, really fast. He's not a slow guy, you know what I'm saying? So if he can, he's like Jaden Daniels, except he doesn't have an arm like that. So if he can get out there in space and really get to moving, he's going to get a first down. He's going to get 15 yards, 20 yards. He's really, really fast. So that's why I say that run game is going to be able to, if it can get to churning and Malik can get to running it and have to have that quarterback spot, it's going to be a long day.
Thanks for listening to the Arkansas versus LSU, the Fanboys Game Day Preview.